Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. We learn how to do different jobs sometimes to supplement our income. Anybody here listening to this kind of have that experience? You know, you have that extra job in the summertime. You do a little thing there on the weekends, a little something to supplement the job, and nobody's complaining. It's just one of the things that we do. And, well, one of the ways that I supplemented my income, and I guess if I was bored during the summertime, was to take some of the things that we had worked on during class and to fidget with them during the summertime. And as a result of that, came up with a couple ideas for some science toys. Well, I found that I had some colleagues, some friends, some retired teachers who were friends that also thought that, was kind of fun. And so in 1991, we formed a collaboration of science teachers, about a dozen of us, that got together and thought, wouldn't it be fun if we could actually invent toys, invent science toys that one day could make their way to the shelves of a toy store. And we were inspired by a couple things we'd seen out there. And there was a gentleman in 1987 who invented this little connector that connected two 2-liter plastic soda bottles together. And you would swirl it and it created a tornado in the bottle. It was called the Tornado Tube. And that gentleman is Craig Burnham. And Craig is a toy inventor. It's the only toy he's ever invented, and frankly, it's become the most popular science toy in the entire world next to the Slinky, and so it's the only toy that he ever needed to invent. But Craig was an inspiration, so as a group, we found out where Craig lived. We contacted him, and we started to learn from him, and that's where one of our first products came out, and that was a book called Taming the Tornado Tube. It was a book about 50 amazing things that you could do with a tornado tube. Now, believe it or not, you just hook the bottles together and swirl and it becomes a vortex inside. But in the hands of 50 teachers, it's not just 50 teachers. It's 50 teachers each with 30 students, and those 30 students have parents. And all of a sudden, these tornado tubes took on a life of their own, and these creative ideas started to flow. And that really was the catalyst that we needed to start to create science toys. My first invention that we put on the market was a toy called Squiddy. It was actually a Cartesian diver. Many of you have seen an eyedropper that you put in a bottle and a bottle of water, a soda bottle, and you cap it off. And when you squeeze this eyedropper, it goes up and down in the bottle. It's a demonstration in the properties of air and actual density, like how a submarine works. Well, it wasn't very difficult. I found a way with a little rubber squid to be able to put that over this pipette-style Cartesian diver originally developed by Bob Becker, and the combination of these different ideas created this, I don't know, cute little pet squid called Squiddy, and Squiddy kind of took a life of its own. Well, in a fairly short period of time, my wife had to quit her job because the orders were coming in and nobody was here to fulfill the orders. And then all of a sudden, the phone's ringing during the daytime, and then we've got to find somebody to process invoices. And all of a sudden, this business grew into a business today that I'm very proud to say is called Be Amazing Toys. And Be Amazing Toys is based out of Salt Lake City, and it started with a small little group of science teachers in Denver, Colorado, and it's now turned into a large toy company that specializes in educational toys. And currently there's almost 60 toys that have come out of our little group that are part of Be Amazing Toys. So as you walk the aisles of the Discovery Channel store or Toys R Us or Target, and you see a product developed by Be Amazing Toys, you need to know that that was just a group of teachers who wanted to be amazing and create and share some ideas that came directly from their classroom. And as a result of it, kids are playing with science toys when I guess they could be playing with video games. So here for toys, maybe science toys are a wave of the future. Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting SteveSpanglerScience.com or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at SteveSpangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.